Hello, 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 fellow addicts. Welcome back to Addicts Live, your internet escape from the craziness in the world. I'm Alyssa, your resident head addict, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host to the north, Super Safi.
Happy Saturday morning, everyone.
Yes, the Addicts crew is back once again to bring you Simpsons news and Saturday smiles. And as always, before we get into this week's show, it is time for your weekly reminder to subscribe to our YouTube channel. So hit that red button so you don't miss any of the Addicts. And as always, for those not watching this directly on YouTube, I will put a link to the subscribe button in the show notes below us. So now let's get on with the show. We've got a new update in Springfield. And if you've missed our spoiler video, you may have been surprised to see the robots was the theme of the new multi-event, the theme no one saw coming. Yes, Robot Rumble is back. And in the words of the Robot Rumble announcers, it's going to be even more troubling than ever. They've got new gears, increased battery life, and added pain circuits, so the robots will feel every drill bit and every sawtooth. Ouch. And as we saw in the event synopsis, the robots will be eventually taking over Springfield, hence the name Rise of the Robots. But so far in this first act, we're just setting the stage for it all. Bart tried to get Homer to reprise his role as Chief Knuckle Homer. But when Homer refuses, he enlists the help of the nerds, smell and all, to rebuild his beloved robot, Chief Knuckle Homer. So, Saf, what are your thoughts so far on Act 1?
I mean, it's pretty similar to the multi-events we've been having in the past. The dialogue is good. I do enjoy that. Lisa pointing out that it's odd that you skateboarded for exactly 4 hours, you know. So a little dialogue, little bits like that are nice and fun. But I feel like I was hoping that they had potential to do something more. You know, we had the battling robots as a theme. Then, you know, like, just use the same programming that you had for fighting superheroes or for other, like, and bring that back in just to add another element. So overall, it just seems like a retread of past events just with the robots.
You literally pulled the words right out of my mouth, because literally in my notes for our show, I have, why didn't they reuse the programming that they used for superheroes? A perfect opportunity to bring back the battling that we had in superheroes. So that's pretty funny.
When I was saying it, so I was like, she was thinking the same thing. So you know, great minds think alike.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it seems like a big missed opportunity, but this is kind of the stage we're in right now, and I don't see EA changing the event format until we get to one of the big events of the year, whether that be Christmas or Halloween. Those are the two traditional. That's usually when they make a format change. And I know I say this often, but I don't think we'll see a format change until that. We've had this format, and I know everyone's getting sick of it. We've had this format since December of 2019. Christmas event was the first event that we had this. So we're at about the 2 year mark. Prior to that, the old style of doing things, that was the format for about, I want to say about 3 or 4 years. So we may be in for another year of this multi-event format before they make a change, if they make a change. But if enough people complain, maybe they will change. I don't know.
I think go to EA forums and complain.
Yeah, don't complain on the site. I think that they like this, though, because it gives them an opportunity to add a lot of content, have some good dialogue, and it's easy programming. So, I don't know. I feel like everybody's going to find something to complain about no matter what they do. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I wish we kind of had some kind of hybrid of this and the old style, because I certainly don't miss crafting, for sure. Mm-hmm. But let's jump into some of this, some of the actual details of Act 1. Saf, what are your thoughts on the prize track itself? Aside from the format, aside from the multi-event, what are your thoughts on the actual prizes?
I thought this was a really good prize track. I think when we did our spoiler video, this was my favorite of the four. You get a character, you get a nice building in the Prodigy Barn. There's no mystery tokens, no retreads. So overall, this was a solid prize track for Act 1. I really did like it. And no complaints or any issues with the prize one. I mean, right now, as of the filming of this, I've only locked the first prize. I'm working towards the second one. Looking ahead to what's coming in terms of prizes for this act, I'm pretty happy with it. How about you?
Yeah, I like this prize track. I like Act 1 and 2 prize track. I think 2 is probably going to be my favorite. Although I think the best... Looking ahead for some people who are looking for fun things about this event, something to look forward to, I think the final prize of Act 3, for those who don't like spoilers, I won't reveal what it is, but I think the final prize of Act 3 is going to be hands down the best prize of this event based on what I'm seeing in the image files. I think that that's going to be the surprising best prize of this event. But yeah, Act 1 prize track, I'm enjoying. I love getting a new building. I haven't figured out where I'm going to put it yet, but I like getting a new building. The trophy to me is kind of, it's probably going to end up in inventory. I think I said that in the spoiler video. It's going to go straight to inventory. Do not pass go. Chief Nakahomer, of course, I'm looking forward to getting that robot. It is a full character, so that'll be fun. It does have tasks, and it's some of them are pretty funny. And the NPC, the bear robot, is pretty amusing, you know, when you tap on them. It's a standard NPC, but it's still pretty funny. And the Chocobots, even though they're a decoration, they're static, they don't move, they're still kind of fun when you tap on them. So overall, I think it's a good prize track. It's a decent, so I'm happy with it. I really have no complaints. You get a free character. I mean, that's all you can ask for. No mystery box tokens and a free character. That's living the TSTO dream life. But as Safi mentioned, you know, at this point in the event, we're both of us play at a normal pace regularly in our regular games. We don't rush ahead with donuts unless something comes up and we have to. So we're both on track. We're both about to unlock the second prize. And that's because we're following Safi's calendar, which I know was a little bit of a hot controversial topic, sort of. A lot of people liked it. Some people were just confused. It's a little bit of a different thing. Saf, do you want to explain a little bit about your calendar?
Well, sure. I mean, so the calendar, do you want to just quickly touch on the premium prizes first? Or
Yeah. we could do premiums if you want. Yeah, we'll talk about premiums.
So it was the robot announcers this act, and like I said in the spoiler video, that was my favorite of the four premium characters. So I'm enjoying them. They kind of have like that little Sherry and Terry vibe, or the Violin Patches vibe, or just one character. But still, I mean, I like that they can eight event currents per 4-hour cycle as opposed to 5, and they have their own quest line that includes some other characters that are that we haven't used in a while, like Sakatumi. So overall, I'm glad I purchased them. If people are thinking about getting one premium item this event, they would be my recommendation. Did you get them?
Yeah, I did, and they are voiced.
Can robots feel pain? If so, we are horrible, horrible people.
Which is nice. Somebody had hinted prior that they probably would be, because Harry and Hank are the ones who voice them in the show, so it's no surprise that they are voiced, but they are fun. I have two complaints.
Buzzkill!
No, there's no visual tasks at the Rumble Arena, which I'm not surprised about, but it would have been a good opportunity to have something there. And their tasks are kind of repetitive in the sense that they sit behind a desk and they talk about one event or the other. In one case, it's the raccoon fights, they're both really funny, don't get me wrong. But they are just similar in that sense. But the raccoon fights, where they're talking about the raccoons fighting each other, and then the raccoons fight each other, and then they hide behind the desk. And the same thing where they're calling the hopscotch tournament, or the hopscotch competition. You know, and then the girl falls, she trips, and then they kind of laugh at her. They point and laugh, and then the girl throws a rock at him, and again they hide behind their desk. So the tasks are similar. They're still funny, but they're just similar. That's my only my only complaint in that regard.
But, yeah, so jumping back to the calendar now, so that
I'll put an image of the calendar up on the screen now so you can kind of follow along with what we're talking about.
So the way that I've been making this type of calendar for myself for since we started the multi-events, basically, and going into this format. So basically what it does is it takes into account how often you have to send your characters on a four-hour cycle. So it's looking basically exactly at that, how many times you have to send your characters on four-hour cycles and breaking that down per day. And at the end of that four-hour cycle of the day, how much, how far you should be in. So, for example, yesterday, those who were freemium players, they should have collected 70 wrenches in part one of the quest line. Those who are premium players should have collected 91 wrenches in part one of the quest line. So generally, it'll just tell you how far you'll, how many cycles you need to do each day in order to unlock all five prizes by the end of the act. So, I mean, most people finish the acts with no problem. So it's really, the calendar is a moot issue, but for those who are coming close to day nine and or to the end of the event and don't know if they'll be able to unlock the last prize of the event, then the calendar does come in handy to decide whether it's worth rushing a cycle or not. So that's it.
The calendar. Yeah, and it's just, it's different. It's, you know, every time something changes, everybody has a little bit of a adjustment period. Totally get it. This actually is a throwback to the old way we used to do calendars, where it's per act. When we had Cranky Old Guy doing the calendars, he started out doing it by acts, and then he decided he didn't want to waste the time and do individual act calendars anymore, so he did one calendar for the event. But we did get some complaints about that, because then people had to go back all the way back to like the first or second day of the event posting to find the calendar. So this way, at least you've got every new cycle of the event, every new act, you're going to have the new calendar for that act. So you won't have to kind of keep flipping back and forth, which is nice. But it does harken back to the roots of of addicts with the individual calendars, individual act calendars. So that's always fun. But yeah, like I said, anytime there's a change.
Buddy's calendars and Cranky's calendars. So I took a little bit of both.
Yeah.
And yeah, just added a little bit of math to it too. So instead of just looking at total number of wrenches or total number, I also took into account, like, sometimes like for part one of the task, you have to send Homer, you have to send Bart and Lisa. They're not actually earning the event currency, because what they're doing is completing that part of the task. So I did take that into account, which is something the previous calendar didn't. So that should make it a little bit more accurate mathematically in terms of how far you need to get at the end of each day.
And like I said, it's just an adjustment because it's new. Lots of new things going on the site, so everything's just an adjustment. Give it a couple of weeks, you'll be fine. You know, if Safi ever changed the calendar format now, you'd probably be screaming at him, why did he change it? So
let's talk about some changes to the website, actually.
Yeah, so we had some issues on the site. If you are not familiar with our site, because you just watch us on YouTube, the site is tstoaddicts.com. We've been around since 2013, basically since the start of TSTO. We've been around forever. And in that time, we've always had the same look to our site, always. The theme of the site was always the same. Well, our site theme was retired by WordPress probably about 6 months after we started using it. And we tried to change the theme back in early 2014, and everybody freaked out. So we begged WordPress to let us keep our old format. And they said, yeah, but eventually we're not going to support it anymore. Well, almost eight years later, the time came. They no longer support it. And they made some changes, and the site just didn't function as it should. There was no mobile view for it. You're on your phone. It looked like you were on the desktop, and it was super zoomed out, and it was very difficult to see. There were crazy margins everywhere. And now we tried to keep the theme as close as possible to the old theme. So look is the same, but it's much better for mobile. There are still some kinks we're working out. I've spent a lot of time on chat with WordPress trying to resolve things. So I'll continue to spend a lot of time to try to make everything right. But yeah, it is an adjustment, because a lot of people that have been with the site from the beginning have seen it a certain way since 2013, and they're not happy that it looks different now. But again, it's just an adjustment. You know, after a few weeks, everybody's going to love it, I hope. So it's kind of where we are. But speaking of everybody, we had some community response on the event so far. I'm not going to read individual comments because we didn't get a chance to put up a post because it's still very early in the event. But so far, the reaction's been pretty good. I don't know if you've noticed. A lot of people are liking the theme. You know, there's just standard disappointment in the comments that we see with every multi-event event, but about how the gameplay hasn't changed. But and at this point, we agree with that. It needs a change. We know that. We get it. And EA did miss a good opportunity, really, to bring back the fights like we talked about earlier. But overall, folks seem to be enjoying the theme of the event. The robots are fun, and it looks like there'll be some fun twists along the way. So it's nice to see. It's nice to see even Keith Rooney had some nice things to say about the event. So that's always a good thing. But yeah, I think we'll probably leave it there unless you have anything else you'd like to add, Saf.
Nope, that's it. I mean, early impressions, it's a really good one. You know, I hope that it continues this way.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, quick reaction video. Overall, it looks pretty good. Strong dialogue, as always. I have looked ahead. Strong dialogue throughout the event. And like I said, I still think the best prize is going to be in Act 3. So enjoy it. Say that again.
The best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come. So enjoy it. Have fun. Keep tapping. And we will see you guys next week. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And have a good night or a good day. Good Saturday. Bye-bye.